Assalamualaikum, brothers and sisters. I'm here to speak about the collective sacrifice of 72 souls. Scottish historian Thomas Carlyle is quoted as saying, "The best example that we can gain from the tragedy of Karbala is that Hussein and his men were rigid believers of God. They illustrated that numerical superiority does not count when it comes to truth and falsehood. The victory of Hussein marvels me despite his minority. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, along with 72 family and friends, went to the plains of Karbala some 1400 years ago. He was on a mission. His mission was to fight against the evil, immoral, and corrupt dictatorship of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Imam Hussein fought on behalf of those who could not defend themselves from this evil dictator. Yazid had not only defamed Islam, but he had altered its teachings. He had turned Arab society onto a path of destruction, back to the Jahiliya, back to the Dark Ages, to savagery. Other than Imam Hussein, there were, and his 72 companions, there was no one to stop Yazid and put civilization back onto the right path. In doing so, Imam Hussein and his companions gave the ultimate sacrifice. Although Imam Hussein and his companions fought against all odds, it was not their numbers that gave them victory. In fact, Yazid's army was almost 500 times larger than Imam Hussein's. It was their resolve, their determination, their commitment to their principles and their values that allowed them the victory of Karbala. Imam and his companions had died to safeguard the humanitarian values which are fundamental to Islam. Imam Hussein had made it quite clear to Yazid that he would not bow down to his reign of oppression and falsehood. Instead, he would rather give his life than follow something he did not believe in. In fact, Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, was the first person to proclaim after the Battle of Karbala, after the injustice committed to them, that Imam Hussein and his companions had died an honorable death, and that martyrdom was indeed their ultimate goal. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has taught us many valuable lessons while fighting in Karbala. He taught us to always stand up for the truth, no matter what the cost. He taught us that we should always fight oppression wherever and whenever it is. He taught us to always take care of the oppressed, to always help them, to protect them. He taught us to live a life with dignity, not a life of shame. Those who think that Imam Hussein and his companions lost the struggle of Karbala because they were all killed are wrong. If they think that this is the case, I would strongly, strongly urge them to please go on the internet, watch a television, or read the newspapers. They will find that Christians, Jews, Hindus, Sikhs, and of course faithful Muslims are all still remembering the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and his family. Maybe not here, but somewhere. Today, we are the flag bearers of Imam Hussein's message. We should share this message with everyone and anyone, even if they aren't Muslim. Because the values that Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions stood for are not just Islamic values. Those values, they are humanitarian values. They're the very same values being upheld by Canada in Afghanistan. Wherever there is an oppressed person, we are there. Wherever there is a person stripped of their dignity, we are there. Wherever there is someone fighting for the truth, we are there. Wherever, and we will always be there to stand up for what is right, because we must remember the sacrifices made by Imam Hussein and his companions and his family. And we must honor those sacrifices. Thank you. Salawat.